do I really need a shamish or not? So the background of the shamish is machlokas if you are allowed to use the Neri's Chanukah for your own, you know, light. The Gemara has machlokas about this. We seem to follow the opinion that you cannot use the light, and therefore we'll see that is one of the creations perhaps for the shamish. The Gemara then says that they used to light by the window, but nowadays b'shas ha'sakana, or in the times of sakana when it was dangerous to light outside, they light on a table inside. On that concept, the Gemara then says that Rava paskins that since we're lighting on the table, tzarech ner acheres, you need an extra candle with shtamish ba'ora, according to some versions of the Gemara, so that you could benefit from the light, so that you're not benefiting from the Neri's Chanukah. And this is the background. So what is the point of this extra candle that Rava says, tzarech ner acheres? So the Baal Amar says it's to be a heker, so that it will be recognizable that you're using the candles on the table for the Neri's Chanukah. And then there's also another candle, which is for your regular light. The Rajba and the Ritvata says, no, the reason is so that you could actually benefit from the candles. In other words, if you come over to the candles and benefit from them, that would be us, or we said. So therefore, you need an extra candle that you could actually use. You know, a nafka mina, perhaps, between them is, if you forget to light your shamish, do you have to blow them all of them out and relight again so that you have an actual shamish? So according to the Baal Amar, it sounds like maybe you do, because that's an integral part of your candles to make it recognizable that they are your real Neri's Chanukah. According to the Rajba, maybe not. There are other nafkaminas as well. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass on light the Rajba, that the reason why you need a shamish is with shtamish oris, you could benefit from the light. The Mishnah Berurah seems to acknowledge the Baal Amar as well, to say it's a heker. So what is the actual import of these opinions? How does that play out with these shamish? So if you notice the Lashon of the Torah, he seems to say that you have a ner nosaf, that this extra candle, and the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch seem to be understanding is that a person must light an extra candle. There is no such concept of a shamish. The shamish that's lighting your candles is not that extra candle. So on the fourth night, you actually take your shamish, light five candles, and then you could blow out the shamish, and that stems from the fact that they used to, in general, have a candle on the table. You're using that candle to light your candles, but you have to add an extra candle. That's what the Torah Shulchan Aruch says. Now, Rama disagrees and says, no. It's fine for you to use the shamish, and in fact, it's better to do so, to use the light that you're lighting the candles with. That will be your extra candle. You don't need a separate extra candle. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says it's perhaps better to have this extra candle on the table to be Yotzei V'Torah's opinion as well. And we will see how this plays out practically in a second. So where exactly are you putting the shamish? Well, first of all, do you have to actually have to have a shamish when it's by the window or not? This whole case that we were talking about was when you have the candles on the table. But we said now you have candles. We keep our candles by the window. So even though it used to be outside, then it moved indoors to our table, then the halach is that we keep it by the window. When it's by the window, do you need a shamish as well? There, it's not a normal place where people are going to use the candles or not. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha says, no, you still need a candle. Again, this is because of the Baal Amar's reason of heker, so that it should be recognizable that you know that the candles are for Neri's Chanukah, because for the reason of Ishtamish Ora, benefiting from the candles, there's no issue of benefiting from it, because you're not going to be benefiting from the candles. They're on the side by your window. They're not on your dining room table. Now, where does the shamish go? So the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be far away, Rachuk Ktsas. The Ramah says, no, it's fine, as well. It could go in the near the other candles, but it has to be Yoser Aruch. It needs to be longer. So what's the reason? So the Magen Avraham says the reason why the candle has to be longer is this way the candle will be used for your personal benefit, because that's the longer candle. The Lavush says this way it will last the longest. Now what's the difference between the Magen Avraham and the Lavush? Let's say you have a same size candle or your same size oil, but it's just raised on a platform. It's raised higher. According to the Magen Avraham, this is fine, because this will be the first candle you'll end up benefiting from, because it's elevated. But according to the Lavush, this may be a problem, because it's not going to last the longest. Now, what about wax or oil? Should you use wax or oil for your shamish? So the Chokhar V'Ian cites this, the Maril and the Ben Ish Chai, who both seem to say that you should have a wax candle to highlight the difference between your real candles and the shamish. However, and this seems to be the Ramah, because Ramah says you light the other candles with the shamash. That implies that the shamash is something which is able to light other candles, which is wax. However, the Rav Sternbuch, citing the Sefer Chodah Mesholish, based on the Lavush above, that we want the shamash to last the longest, should probably be with oil, and that's the proper way to do it. I saw Rav Altuski from Darche, he has a Chiddush where he is able to be Yotze the Ramah, that you're lighting with the shamash and also make it be oil. He says, what do you do? First, you light your oil shamash with your wax candle. In other words, you light a wax candle, you light your oil shamash, then you blow out the wax candle and relight it with the oil shamash. So this way, it's the oil shamash which is the cause of the wax candle being lit, and this way you use that to light all your other candles. The final issue we have to deal with is, what about nowadays with electricity? Do you need a shamish? So most poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Minchas Yitzchok, the Shulchan Zalman, and Rav Yosef Ephraim, they all say, really, you don't really need a shamish anymore. But the minhag is that we have a shamish nowadays. And again, the Mekadesh Yisrael also says, therefore, we even have a shamish per person. Even if you have four menorahs by the table, by the window, you only really need one shamish, but the minhag is that we have a shamish per person. Part of the reason is because this some Sfarim talk about the kedusha of the shamish. The Kava Yosher says the shamish represents the Kohen Gadol, which is the thing which is lighting all the other candles, which is the one who lights the candle, so it has a certain level of kedusha.